And we're back with After Dark. Oh, wait. World Poetry After Dark.
Well, really? Are we really this prepared?
Yes, we're that over-prepared.
Wow, yeah.
Holy shit, my friend.
Just saying it because you can. That's the point. Yeah, right there.
You know, sometimes you just have to do it just because you
freedom.
Can.
It's like, well, make yourself at home. And there go the pants.
Entertain us, you slow-witted oaf.
The pants went a long time ago, my friend.
Where did they go?
Well, you have those tearaways, right?
Naturally.
Just saying.
Just saying there's what?
There's that nail that you always walk by every Friday night. Tearaways go.
It might be strategically placed.
Our producer is an expert at what he does.
I want to put a nail right there because I hate those tearaway pants.
Nice. You need to put that through the munchkin whacker. That would be awesome.
That's so weird to bring up at a moment like this.
After Dark with the munchkin whacker
takes on an entirely different meaning. Oh. This is quality broadcasting right here, guys. Yes. Quality broadcasting. I'm feeling really good about it.
So, we don't have a sponsor anymore for the World Poetry After Dark. However.
Sorry, I'm working on it.
Yeah. We do want you to call in if you have adult poetry or if you didn't get a chance to share because I saw a couple people calling in during that return engagement. Now is the time you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Call now. I see our technical producer is 100% on the ball tonight. He had a theme to this whole thing. Dancing with myself. Whip it. I'm turning Japanese. He's talking about self-love.
It's all, you know, about the selfies.
Exactly. Your daughter said she was good at selfies, but that was a completely different conversation altogether.
No, hola. No, I had you in as caller number 3.
That's all right. She can call back. We'll get her in. After Dark, we're comfy. There's nothing wrong with 3 men sitting in a glowing radio studio.
Talking about our feelings.
Talking about our feelings, having a nice glass of wine.
White wine.
A nice Pinot Grigio.
I was actually, just to be sarcastic, all those people who know wine, be like, a nice white Zin, you know.
Yeah. Fresh from the box. Hey. If the box ain't empty, the night's not over.
You know, it's funny. I have this weird, you know, I spent some time kind of becoming a wine snob, which, you know.
No, sommelier. It's not wine snob.
Right. But, you know, being a wino, that's the top. You know, you could be a master sommelier, but once you become a wino, that's it.
Yeah.
But I was, there's this weird little thing in my head. I don't know what it is, but if a girl ever tells me that her favorite wine is white Zinfandel, I instantly just am no longer really interested.
She's not dateable.
I'm like, oh, you're a lightweight. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because I mean, that's really just snobby of me. That has nothing to do with them.
No.
It really doesn't.
Your time as a sommelier was not wasted, though.
True. Wine is great. I don't drink much of it anymore. I really don't drink anymore that much.
Yeah. So, nor do I. I haven't drinking in forever.
It's just been kind of a, there's no real reason. I just.
Unless you say the word golden pineapple to him, and then he's off the freaking wagon.
I'm all
wagon.
Over that.
The moment we have to go to Drag Queen Bingo again, you know I'm going to be drinking, because that's how I deal with people randomly
thrusting
paying.
Your neck.
People randomly paying a six foot tall drag queen who just comes up and starts, you know, dry humping me in the back of the neck.
Remember, this is After Dark. You're allowed to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's true. That's true. I have a picture of this actually.
That same
person took, and I will never forget. That was your sister. That was the Phantom.
The Phantom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice of her.
All right. Now that we've got all the callers queued up.
Yes.
We've
got them all back.
Let's not delay. We've done enough foreplay. Let's not go to prematurely to Philip. All right. Let's go prematurely to Philip. Please welcome from Kentucky. He is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello. Welcome back to our show.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I hope it's okay to preface this poem with, I'm probably going to fuck it up.
Yeah, you're welcome to fuck it up as bad as you'd like, my friend. This is okay. After
Dark. I mean,
Dark.
It's one of those where it's half of it's definitely typed and so forth, but I have scrawled out to the side revisions that I've made, and it also makes me think, and I appreciate you guys letting me ramble on a little bit. I don't know if either of you or any of you fellows have peered into T.S. Eliot or also Allen Ginsberg's annotated The Wasteland and Howl.
Yes.
But one of the things that fascinated me with me was just looking at all the revisions that were made. And that's also why I work on paper and never straight to the computer first, because I'm one of those believers that thinks thought in general is messy. And that's the only way to do it, to get messy on the page and then eventually, you know, whittle it down into some kind of, you know, finished product that, you know, looks effortless. But I really always like looking back on all the mistakes and so forth. So if I mess this up, be patient with me and I will get to it and shut my yapping jaws, as they say. This one's called Florentine Automotive. Familiar with dead hours. Voice possessed by Alighieri's journey through subterranean concentric circles of punished woe and misery, nether realms, the frozen nadir, sleep fatigued at the wheel, dream weirded and feral strange, power steering Mandela, traveling through memories and winter white doldrums, vacant December Main Street glistens in gilded holiday tinsel, gold and red bow-tied banners, crafted by child hand innocence, crooked star of Bethlehem, lopsided cradles and mangers, shredded into purple tatters, piecemeal in this fierce wind. Strolling through 24-hour luminous emporiums, where fellow Yuletide insomniacs amble the amber-tiled fluorescent acreage, enthralled by brand name plethora of potential material possessions integrated into personal fantasies. Remembering places of my abandon, drunken truck stop diners, sex exchange gas station bathrooms, genuflecting in profane stalls among dick suck phone numbers and phallic artwork when receiving their milky mineral sacrament. The adult theater on Rosemary offers unquestioned sanctuary to the nobodies of midnight, a little warmth for anyone with a little jack-off spare change. The magisterial asylum on Severance, where hazy winter sunlight fell through forehead-smudged windows, sick, psychotropic eyes searching nuances, peering through the largely ignored minutiae for a reason, a satisfactory answer to elucidate their fall from grace. As a former resident, I spoke irascible incoherence, rabbit-like guttural rage, frothing from blood-bit spittle lips. Demonic, my bedlam comrades hysterically commented. Roads beyond the calcium effulgence, phosphorus domes of modern cities that curve into wild country darkness, where cold cestitial moonlight spills slivered silver beams through black silhouette trees, passing by dimly lit homes where Ugolino's bastard progeny continue to sup on dainty bones, untouched tender flesh washed down with absinthe green ambitions, merciless parents incapable of love. And there it is, fellers, and all its gory detail.
I liked it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Great entry for our After Dark.
Well, I certainly appreciate the applause and the support, and I really thank you, fellas, for having me on. And I always ask, are we on next Friday? Or
we are. The only week we have scheduled off is Christmas, and I'm not sure if we're doing a Christmas show or if we're going to do a run of best of yet. We're
okay,
still working
well,
on it.
Well, that sounds good. and I appreciate it. And I really appreciate the poem you shared, and I love learning about your father, J. Todd. And thank you, Mr. Amade, and thank you, Mr. Gunther, with the umlaut intended.
I do want you to know I did hit publish on that. It's actually available at Writer's Cafe, so you can read it if you'd like.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, J. Todd. You guys have a good evening, and enjoy your after-meal celebrations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Applebee's.
All right, cheers.
Yeah, woo, Applebee's.
That was Philip on World Poetry at the Deck.
That's a sound effect.
I love that.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah. So some of the theaters you mentioned brought to mind a memory. Do you have time for an After Dark story real quick? Because it'll prove my innocence and how funny I really am.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do we really, really want to hear this?
So I mentioned Kitty South. That's actually the first adult theater I ever went in. It was my 18th birthday. I had a friend that was a very toxic influence on my life. And he's like, oh, it's your 18th birthday. We're going to go out. We're going to go to Saturdays. And we're going to go to the adult video place. So, you know, I go in there. And I get a couple of dollars worth of quarters and go check it out. And everywhere I walked, it was like sticky. And I'm like, oh. So I go out front and I'm like, you might want to have somebody clean up back there because I think someone spilt a Coke or something. And a guy just laughed at me. He's like, ha. And then it dawned on me what it was. So at 2:00 in the morning when I got home from this gallivanting around town, I'm standing on my parents' lawn hosing off my shoes before I walk into their house.
That made the story worth it. Just that image right there. It was great. That's so funny.
And of course, my mother asked me, why were you running the hose in the middle of that? I'm like, don't ask, Mom. Don't.
Well, if you got to know.
Yeah. So, all right. So we've got another caller lined up. Please welcome, calling all the way from Connecticut, she is Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you?
So, I'm good. So I'm going to just go into the realm of crazy.
We like crazy around here. We're all a little bit crazy.
I dug up this story from, let me just see when this story was. I actually had this story from, I think it was like 2009. It could be earlier. Anyway, it's called The Drink, and I'm just going to let you know it's a flash story, so it isn't too long, so it's just, you know, two pages. So, anyway.
So microfiction?
Microfiction, all yes. Right. Flash fiction, yes. Called The Drink. I didn't order this drink. Sandy stared at the rainbow-colored liquid in front of her. The gentleman sent it over for you, the bartender said, and pointed to a strange man with what looked like tattoos all over his face huddled in the corner. In that case, tell him thank you. She raised the glass in a salute and took a sip. The man got up and raised his hand in a half wave. When he came into the light, the tattoos looked more like tiny scars. Wow, this drink is strong and sweet. What's in it? She asked the bartender. The bomber's a mix of vodka, tequila, triple sec, cranberry juice, pineapple rum, and a hint of grenadine, said the good bartender. Goes right to my head, Sandy said. She downed the drink. A few minutes later, she thought the bar was getting blurry. Then she passed out. The man ran over to her. Guess she'll need a way to get home, he said to the bartender, who gave him a sly smile. The tattooed man handed money to the bartender. A different one every night, huh, Carl? Thanks as always, he said to the bartender, then he carried her out of the bar. Wake up, a man's voice yelled. Sandy opened her eyes and screamed. Her arms were at her side and tied to the table. Where am I? She thought. She looked over and saw a dog with its head covered in a bloody sheet. Your face is perfect. I have looked all over for a face like yours, the strange man said, stroking her hair. The lips so full, the eyebrows so bushy, I had almost given up tonight when you walked in. What are you going to do to me? Sandy said. I've done it already. I needed your face for her. He pulled off the sheet. See how much better you look? The woman gasped. Her face was on a dog's body. What happened to her dog face? I switched you. You'll get used to it in time. Here, take a look at yourself. He untied one hand and gave her a hand mirror. Sandy screamed and hit the man's face with the mirror, cracking it. You gave me a dog face! Give me back my face! Change us now! Sandy held a piece of the broken mirror in her hand, pointed at him. The man moved away easily. I can't do that. Miranda and I need to be together. She wanted lips and a human face. The man bent and kissed the lips of the dog as it lay on the table. Oh, Miranda said, do it again. I love when you give me a human face. She licked the blood from the broken mirror and picked out the pieces of glass with her teeth. No stitches needed this time, Carl. My dear, it's all worth it for this. On the next table, Sandy slashed her wrists. Carl and Miranda wrapped it in a brace, paid no attention to her. Come on, honey, Carl said to Miranda. We have 24 hours before I have to replace your face. The end.
So a nice holiday-spirited Christmas piece by Barbara Ehrentrud. That just warms the heart, doesn't it?
Yeah. I got to say, that swerve I did not see coming.
Oh, I actually did. I actually did. I was like, he's gonna put her face on a dog. And then it happened. And I thought, I don't know whether to be more surprised, Barbara, by the writing, which was definitely a turn I'm sure everybody didn't expect. I wasn't sure to be shocked about the writing or shocked the fact that somehow my brain went there. I mean, that was the part that scared me too. So
I think you think like I do, Michael. That's very good.
Yeah. We're gonna have to talk about that, Michael.
I had this in me too.
Don't worry, I have no plans to do face surgery.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really think this story just came out, and you know.
You were watching children play in the park, and the story just came out, huh?
Yeah. She was at the local amusement park and was like, I've got this great idea for a story. Pulls out her pen and pad.
There's got to be an explanation why that woman has a face that looks so much like a dog. I know.
I'll write it out.
Maybe she went to a bar and someone took her face off, put it on a dog, and then took the dog face and put it on her. That explains it.
But the thing is, we can only do it for 24 hours.
You know, there's some great little potential for twists in there. I don't know about the whole face off on dogs thing, but good idea. It's interesting. You put it out in his form. There you go.
Very cool. Thank you, Barbara.
And certainly worthy for After Dark, I'm pretty sure.
More appropriate for After Dark, yeah.
Oh, that's dark. Dark like your soul, Barbara. Way to go. No. I'm playing around.
So sweet. See,
thank
see,
you.
Even in sweetness, there's a little bitterness, you know.
Well, you can be so sweet that you're bitter. Anyway.
That blew my mind.
There's a lot of layers to me, guys.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. And see you next week with probably another 1,000 more poems.
Nice. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I really didn't see it. I was like, oh, is this an After Dark poem? Because he's going to do, yeah.
There he is.
Because he's going to do something, and then he said he already did it. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, I know. It's just one of those, you know.
It's a lot to digest in that short of a microfiction.
Now, I remember, and this is a pretty dark story. I'm going to say it really quickly because I saw it on a documentary once. They were talking about cases of vampirism. Human, it's more of like someone with a mental issue flipping into it. So there's this one story about all these friends, and they had driven to a nightclub one night, and they were all leaving. And this girl's driving the car, and they're all just laughing, having fun, whatever. And then there's a hitchhiker on the side of the road, and the woman driving the car just pulls over, gets out. Everybody's like, "What's going on?" And so she kind of passes the hitchhiker and starts kind of like pulling her clothes off and walking into the bushes. And the guy walks up to the bushes, and right when he gets there, she like hits him with a rock and kills him, drinks his blood,
and then just comes and gets back in the car and starts driving again. And all the friends are still in the car. Just she starts driving. Now, that's really morbid. It's terrible. But at the same time, I'm picturing, like, what happened in the few minutes after they start driving? Is this someone was like, did we know him? Or
can I ask you a question?
what the fuck just happened?
What the hell are you just doing? Can you let me the fuck out of this car?
What the hell? Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine.
I don't think I'd be in the car when she came back. I'd be like, yeah, I gotta go.
The fact they all stayed in the car.
Yeah.
That's so, it's just, what?
Right?
Yeah, anyway, yeah. There you go.
All right. So, from the East Coast, we're going to move on that big old jet airliner all the way to the West Coast. Please welcome from Oregon, she is Ola. Ola, are you there?
I wouldn't blame her if she had left by this point.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Welcome aboard. Sorry about that.
It wasn't your fault. I forgot to turn my speaker on.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to our show. I'm glad you're with us.
I want to tell a joke.
You can.
And then I'll read a poem.
We'll give you both.
Okay. Do you know what the difference is between a sweetheart, a prostitute, and a wife?
No.
A sweetheart goes, "Are you done already?" And a prostitute goes, "Are you done? Are you done yet?" And a wife goes, "Beige. I think I'll paint the walls and ceiling beige."
Nice. Very well done.
And way to bring beige from the chat room in full circle. That was great.
Okay. So, you know, the last time that I actually read a poem, I got distracted by outside events and I lost the mood of the poem. And so I'm going to read that poem again. And you know, poetry is something that if we're not careful, we let outside events take control and we lose the mood of the poetry. And so that's part of the reason why I wanted to read this again. But I knew when I read it that I had done that. And after I got done and had been thinking about it, I thought, you know, I should have gone with my first impulse and not read. But I didn't do that. So that was a lesson I learned from that experience. And so, you know, every time that we read our work and every time that we present our work and every time we actually write our work, we learn a little more and we grow a little more. And that's what poetry and being on writing sites and being part of writing communities is all about. So this is called Distant Thunder. There's a place down the road where wild rivers flow and dreams wash away to the sea. The long sleepless night echoes with the ticking of the clock, the patter of the rain, and whispered sighs. Love is a gnawing hunger, a distant rolling of thunder, waiting for lightning to strike. Darkness hides my lonely tears as daylight taunts with the slowness of its coming. I dream of hands rough and strong and eyes that I could drown in, even as I seek their depth. Words bound with a kiss open the shutters of my soul and free all the secrets that have languished there for so long. The steady drumming of my heart races as love draws near, becoming a fierce and wild tattoo that taunts, even as it begs. I could love a distant soul, a solitary soul, a soul who also walks a lonely path. Two hearts adrift in the rolling thunder of days of life's day to day, waiting for lightning to strike. Just some wistful thoughts from a place down the road where the rivers flow to the sea. End poem.
Very well done, Ola.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that again on our show.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for sharing that on our show.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to everybody, to all the writers and to you guys and to everybody.
Hey, thank you, Ola. Same to you.
Happy whatever holiday everybody celebrates out there. And yep,
whatever anybody celebrates.
There you go.
Everybody needs to embrace love this holiday season.
All right. Night, night.
Good night. That was Ola on World Poetry Open Mic. Then After Dark. I almost said the next evolution.
Yeah, you know, the best part about so that After Dark part reminded me of today. We were doing a kind of a game that drama game I came up with called Narrator, where someone is dictating it. So we were doing the seventh grade, and this one kid named James, who's great, goes up. He goes, "Can you play some scary music on the piano?" So I start playing the theme from Eyes Wide Shut, the piano.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
Right, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm playing it, and he goes, "This is the story of a murderer." And I thought, and I just had to stop. I was laughing too hard. I thought, that would be such a great beginning. You have some guy sitting there it's by a fireplace. "This is a story of a murder."
just take the extra pause. Yeah,
it's so good. Just so
he
good.
He just pulled a Shatner on you.
Yeah, but it was so good. I mean, it wasn't on purpose, but it was just perfect.
Awesome. So do you have a After Dark submission?
I don't, thankfully.
Okay. All right, then I will read. I finished one that I started back in September this week. But before I do, I want to take a moment for all the callers to our show and let you know each individually, I appreciate your work. Mm-hmm. I love what you guys do. I would never belittle anything that you guys do. It's my life's goal to get people, as many people, to share. So if you misunderstood any of my comments that I made tonight, I apologize wholeheartedly. And I really do enjoy your work. Thank you guys all for making the show what it is. Yep. All right. So this is entitled The Eavesdropper. "So you like my voice, do you? It makes you moist through and through. You stutter and stammer when you hear it. And when I'm angry, you totally fear it. Replaying my words over and over in your head as you lay awake within your bed. Laying there with your garden ripe and fillable as you relish over each and every syllable. Touching yourself, bringing on your elation. Fueled by my voice and enunciation, there are 50 shades of gray in every word that I say. So you like my voice, do you? The richest temptation you ever knew. I whisper sweet nothings into the microphone, knowing not what you do alone. I am sure that it smells sweet, yet musky, languishing in the notes, dark and husky. At the end of the night, you are spent and tired, and I leave the studio stimulated and inspired. You roll over in your bed and sleep the night. I journey home and prepare to write. Our passions seem so oddly related, leaving each one so disparately unsated."
Wow.
Yeah.
That was an experience.
Thank you. Did you just periscope that?
I just filmed you reading that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, good job. Good job.
That's good.
I'm sure you probably got a really good shot of my bald spot as I'm leaning over.
No. That's not the part I'd be worried about.
All right.
No, it was good.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
What do I care? It's After Dark.
It's fine, man. It's fine.
All right. So,
well, you know what? Hey, guys, I got to be honest.
We've blown our load for the night.
Yeah, I'm kind of cold. You know, I got
you need to move out of the puddle.
My hands have that. Yeah, my hands have that pruny feeling. I think it's time to go.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
That's another reason to go.
All right.
The moment the safe words start flying, it's time to call the party.
I'm again.
All right.
I really should not have my safe word as me. Like, holy crap, that hurts.
You know, that might be a great safe word.
I used to have a safe word, Jumpin' Jehoshaphat, but that didn't work. Jumpin' Jehoshaphat!
Rumpelstiltskin. That would be a good one. Pineapple!
Red leather, yellow leather, but it becomes a tongue twister and you can't do it.
Red leather!
Right hand red. Anyway, enough with the safe words for Michael Amade.
Thanks, Obama. That'll be my next one.
All right. For Michael Amade, JT, and myself, we thank you for tuning in. We hope you tune in next week at 8 p.m. for our usual dose of insanity. This is J. Todd, World Poetry Open Mic. Good night, John Holmes, wherever you're at.